Grandstand at Stumps.
Bowls. Yeah! Struck on the pad, that looked plumb.
Diggs in a short ball again. This time he swats it up in the air. Cuts it all the way for six. Hits him straight down the ground. That'll be six.
The first of Tasmania's first Ashes test provided an early glimmer of hope for the tourists and their chances of a consolation victory. A positive start with the ball, and just as quickly as they seemed to control the opening day, it was taken away from them just as quickly by Travis Head and his 101, which highlighted for the home side another dominant day in this test series where very, very light rain has brought an early close to play. And we look back on what's transpired so far. Brett Sprigg alongside Kristen Beams and Dirk Nannis. Give us your thoughts. A frustrating finish to the day's play, but an enthralling one and another dominant display from Australia in the end.
Extremely frustrating way to finish the day, but it was a day of such contrast. The start of the day, England had all the running. They win the toss, elect to bowl. It looks to be a fantastic decision. The ball's seaming around everywhere. Have the Australian top order 3 for 12. Dave Warner, Steve Smith both making ducks in the same innings. For the first time ever. And you think that the way the ball's moving around, it's going to be England's day all over, and you just wonder when England are going to be batting. But then enter Travis Head, enter Green and Labuschagne, who started it, suddenly completely changed the momentum. You cannot underestimate the change and the shift in that momentum in that game brought about by those innings. And from there, it was just all Australia's running, and it was really... Australian batsman, particularly Green, just getting himself out. It was just so bizarre in the contrast between England dominating early and then Australia dominating towards the end.
Yeah, and it was great to see Travis Head come back into the side doing well, have a bit of time out. All of a sudden there's more question marks about places in the team and selection. So I'm sure it's very satisfying for him to come straight back in, do so incredibly well. And I think the partnership and with him and Cameron Green was actually really important for Green, and he'll be kicking himself that he didn't go on with it today and fell for a fairly obvious plan. But I think that's a really good sign for Australia moving forward, is getting that middle order right and seeing Cameron Green look more and more comfortable at the crease.
England won the toss, elected to field with five changes in their team. They managed to get the pink ball talking early, and then the run started to come in a flurry after that early collapse of 3 for 12 for the Australians. That partnership between Marnus Labuschagne and Travis Head. Labuschagne went for 44 in bizarre fashion, but Travis Head was able to go on with it with 101. Cam Green compiled the 74 you mentioned, Dirk, and as you mentioned, Beams, he went in very obvious sort of fashion. He fell for that trap and caught in the deep, hooking deep backwards square leg, but certainly highlighted by Travis Head's 100 and Cam Green's 74 today, the Aussie effort with the bat. Rick Finlay mentioned that he's scoring at a 50% faster rate than any other batter in this series for Australia or England. Of course, he had that 152 in Brisbane, Travis Head, and here he is again today. In fact, he joins us here on Grandstand at Stumps. Travis, well batted. How does it feel out there?
Yeah, obviously great to contribute. Pretty disappointed not to be still out there, but I felt like we're in a great position.
What did you and Marnus talk about at 3-for when you came to the crease?
It was pretty enjoyable. You can't really make too many mistakes, 3-for-20, I guess, and look, we're just trying to play the line of the ball. If there was one with our name on there, was, but we're going to be ultra positive around whatever scoring we could get. And then again, just enjoying that, like ball seaming around, the crowd's up and about, the game's in a unique position, and it was a very enjoyable partnership.
What's the chat in the change room before you're coming out for that innings? Was the idea to go out and counterpunch?
Good luck hitting them, pretty much. It was hard not to laugh at some of the balls, and I think that's the change room, the dressing room that we got at the moment is extremely relaxed. And look, it was pretty humorous watching the ball go past the bat. And well, we've played enough cricket. I think a lot of the guys here play enough cricket here in these conditions to know that, look, it's going to be tough, and hopefully someone can get through that. And today, myself, Marnus, and Greeny did a fantastic job at that.
Expand on your thoughts why we're not out there.
Sorry?
Expand on your thoughts about why we're not out there now.
I'm not sure. I've been in the sheds. I didn't realise that we were off at one stage. I had an ice bath and a rub, so and then the boys walked in. I thought there was double wicket at one stage. Keza and Starkey walked in. There was no TV in the massage room, so I haven't been out here. This is the first time I've been out here, so, yeah, I'm not sure.
And what do you make of the wicket and then how it's evolved across the afternoon? Was it just a matter of the pink swinging ball shifting, or did you see the wicket play differently?
I think a lot's going to dictate on the hardness of the ball. I think we're going to see a new ball wicket. Obviously, we've seen it do a fair bit this afternoon. But I think as we got our innings, whether the water on the ground had an impact on the ball, but it did feel like as the innings got on, it got a little bit softer, it did a little bit less. So we've got to make sure that over our bowling innings that we can pick up those moments, that the transition of our plans, when the ball gets softer, what are we going to do? How are we going to try and still take wickets? And when we get that new ball, how crucial that's going to be.
You were assured of your place in the team, obviously having missed in Sydney, but the fact that it was been made consecutive hundreds in either innings, what was your mindset coming into this game today?
Yeah, no different. There's selectors, coach, Pat, they've been fantastic in the communication. I was obviously shattered for the first few days having got COVID and hopefully not taking anyone down with me. And there was a fair bit of anxiety around that, I'm not going to lie. So after 3 or 4 days of everyone being cleared and healthy, and my partner being healthy, then it was a matter of watching the boys on the TV and then getting to Sydney. So it was a tough 7 days, but I knew that I had to just prepare myself for Hobart knowing I was coming back in.
I was going to say, the experience of getting through COVID, how did you find that and how bad were things for you or otherwise?
Nothing, yeah. Oh, okay. I was one of the fortunate ones, I guess, in that I had no symptoms whatsoever, felt normal. So just a matter of getting through my 7 days and getting back with the boys. So probably more tougher to take when you're not feeling sick at all, but these are the things we got to go through.
Travis, well batted. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Travis Head's joining us on ABC Grandstand Cricket. Grandstand at Stumps. Brett Sprigg, Dirk Nannis and Kristen Beams wrapping things up here. So where to now? 6 for 241 with Carey on 10, Stark on naught. Very disappointing rain delay bringing a premature end to an historic day here in Tassie, Kristen Beams. But Australia certainly well on top.
Yeah, look, Australia well on top. I think for everyone sitting in the crowd here today, it's still been a really good day. It probably didn't end on the note that everyone would have wanted to, but look, I think it's been really special and I think we're in for a really good day tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Australia can eke out runs-wise and England hopefully can show up.
Early thought, Dirk, on tomorrow?
I think Australia, I don't necessarily think they're going to eke out runs. I think there's going to be a bit more aggression about it. Australia probably in the way they're going and seeing Robinson go down, I think he's going to be a key miss if he is injured.
Look forward to seeing you both back here tomorrow for day night two. Thank you for your company as well. Play starts tomorrow for day two at 2:30 local time. That's Eastern Daylight Savings Time here in Hobart. Coverage from 2:00, half an hour preceding play. But for now, that's all from us from Mel Reeves. 6 for 241, the Australians batting first against England.
Grandstand Cricket, The Ashes, on your radio, ABC Sport Digital and on the ABC Listen app.
Robinson bowls to Travis Head and he whips this away, forward and square through mid-wicket. And that ball races away for four. That was an ultra-aggressive stroke from Travis Head.
Luke's from the far end, bowls, oh, that's going to be four. Off the pad, maybe. Doesn't really matter what it is. No, he got a bit of bat on it. It's wide of Billings. And Head reaches 50. He missed the last test with COVID. They've got him back in the side. They've moved Quadra up to open. And Travis Head's excellent season continues.
Wood is on his way. Delivers this time to Travis Head. He plays this uppishly between first slip and gully. And it races away to deep third man.
There in goes Wokes and bowls. And Head just flicks him away easily into the leg side. Four runs.
Here he is again. Head waits for Wokes. Yep. Chops away at this. Gets it away behind point. At least one. They'll come back for two. And Travis Head resumes his rightful place in this Australian team. And does so in the best possible style. He has bookended a dominant Ashes series for Australia with hundreds of his own in Brisbane and now Hobart. What a knock from the South Australian captain who acknowledges the fans, looks out to the Ricky Ponting grandstand, salutes to all parts of Bellerive Oval. Wokes into Head, it was two in the end, puts it up in the air and straight to mid-on court. He brings up the milestone and departs the very next ball. Travis Head spooned it straight to mid-on. Wokes has the breakthrough. Head departs for 101.
Grandstand Cricket, The Ashes, on your radio, ABC Sport Digital and on the ABC Listen app.